56 degrees in Rhinelander at 106 with WXPR News. Good afternoon, I'm Ben Meyer. A Price County judge hearing the case of Rhinelander's former city administrator will take more time to decide whether to dismiss the case. Ken Krall has more.
Former Administrator Daniel Guild is charged with felony misconduct in office and failed to perform known duty. He was arrested after a months-long investigation by the Oneida County Sheriff's Department. In court via Zoom Thursday, Guild's attorney, Kevin St. John, first asked Judge Kevin Klein to dismiss the case, saying the state failed to find sufficient evidence to justify the charges. The case centers on records requests and Guild's duties.
The Office of the City Administrator does not actually have the duty to fill the records request and explain that the records requests weren't actually denied. These implicate separate elements of the misconduct statute. They serve as alternate basis for dismissal.
District Attorney Michael Sheik argued the case should proceed, saying he felt they had proof to move forward and was ready to present evidence. A problem is the large amount of documentation, which is said to be 1,000 pages. Sheik said he also wanted to supplement the text the defense is offering. Judge Klein said recent document submissions and the volume of material left him wanting to postpone a decision until he could go through all of it.
But I'm certainly willing to agree to a longer period of time for Mr. Sheik to present what we'll call a supplemental argument.
Klein gave the parties up to 30 days to work out the paperwork before making a decision on whether the case should be dismissed. Guild was put on administrative leave from the city, then his contract was terminated by the Rhinelander City Council. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
Several local libraries are starting to cautiously reopen after closing during the COVID-19 health emergency. Libraries in Crandon, Anago, and Merrill have been open this week. The Minocqua Public Library will open next Monday. In Three Lakes, the Demmer Memorial Library will reopen next Tuesday. Director Erica Brewster says it will be taking several precautions.
Consider wearing a face mask when you come into the library. It's something that if you don't have a face mask, we'll have one available for you to use when you're in the building. And all of the staff there will be wearing face masks when they're working with the public.
Only 10 people will be allowed in the building at a time. They can stay for only 30 minutes. Brewster says people have been thankful for the library's drive-up offerings over the last several weeks.
We've had so many people slip us notes and say thank you very much. We really appreciate anything you can give us. And we just want to be able to offer a little bit more and make everybody's life a little bit easier.
We have details on library opening days and hours at WXPR.org. A Wausau nonprofit providing free legal services to people in 33 counties and for 11 tribes says it's ready to help people caught in the current unemployment insurance problem. Wisconsin Judicare provides a number of services, but has attorneys willing to help the unemployed who have received an unemployment denial, as attorney Jennifer Bizzotto explains.
Unfortunately, right now, the advice that we're telling clients is just you really just have to wait for, and I know that's really frustrating for people to hear, but you just have to wait to get a determination from the department. And if you do get a denial of any sort, then you can apply for our services and we'll help you address that denial.
Hundreds of thousands of COVID-related layoffs led to a claims processing logjam at the Department of Workforce Development. Many of the unemployed have not received a check since layoffs began in March. Bizzotto says one catch has been a requirement that all claimants register with the job service, though many were layoffs, not terminations, and would eventually return to their jobs. She says people are struggling with this requirement.
A lot of people are struggling to understand this requirement. In addition to applying for unemployment, you have to go separately and register with the job service. So it's kind of a second step that people sometimes get tripped up by. And so that's a huge thing that we're seeing is people didn't register in time, and that will suspend your benefit claim.
Bizzotto says if that happens, they can help file an appeals claim. The DNR can't come close to the number of water monitoring personnel it needs. Instead, it relies on an extensive network of volunteers across the state. They're called Water Action Volunteers, and they track water quality and quantity on streams across the state. Dick Ayler has been monitoring the Deerskin River in Vilas County for 16 years.
Your reward is the fact that we look at it like we've got 16 years of data, and 30 years, 40 years from now, that may be very useful.
The data helps the DNR make policy decisions and deliver reports to the federal EPA. This week, we go in the field with Water Action volunteers in the Northwoods. That's on the stream, which next airs at 5:45 p.m. here on WXPR. And you can also find the stream on WXPR.org. In your forecast for this afternoon, chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, high near 67 degrees, then showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, low dropping to 42 degrees. Sunny and 62 tomorrow, areas of frost for Friday night with a low around 35, then sunny skies and temperatures in the 60s over the weekend. This is WXPR News.